well. You picked a good day to be tuned in because we have, oh, maybe 60 to 70 years of poetry experience or of life experience in front of me. You wonder what I'm saying, huh? How many of you are seven? Anybody seven? Is anybody eight? And no sixes and no nines, right? So we have 2 8-year-olds and 7 7-year-olds. 49, 18, that's 67. Not bad for an estimate. 67 years altogether. And they're going to share poems that they've written as part of their curriculum at Environmental Charter School. And before they introduce their poems, we're going to meet each of them so you can have a better idea of who they are. And we're going to start with you. What's your name?
Abby.
Hi, Abby. How old are you?
7 and a half.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Who's here with you today?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
What's your brother's name?
Landon.
And do you like to write?
Yes.
What do you like about writing?
You can write anything you want.
That's nice. You can make all the choices. It's all under your control. Thanks, Abby. Let's see who's next. We're just going to move that microphone over there. What's your name?
Xander.
Hey, Xander. And how old are you?
7 and a half.
And is there anybody you would like to say hello to, or would you like to acknowledge who you brought here?
No.
No? Who's here with you? And did you?
My dad.
Well, great. And what do you like to do for fun? If you were outside on a bright, sunny day, what do you think you would do?
I like doing archery.
Oh, are you good?
Kind of.
What do you shoot at?
I have a hay bale and I have like a paper target on it.
Nice. I was never that good at it. It takes a lot of concentration to do that really well. Who's taught you?
Nobody.
You learned on your own?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks, Xander. Let's see who's next to Xander. Hi, what's your name?
Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. And Gabe, how old are you?
I'm 8.
It's nice to meet you. I'm adjusting your mic a little bit. They get adjusted for all sorts of different voices. And do you want to say hello to anybody, acknowledge who brought you here, or say hello to anybody at home?
No.
What do you like to do for fun?
I would have to say lacrosse, archery, soccer, baseball, and a bunch of other things.
You like your sports. Do you like to write, too?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like about writing?
I just like that you can put your words down on your paper and not care about anything. Just write.
That's a good observation. Thank you. Let's see who is next to Gabe now. And we'll just slide that over. And I wonder what your name is. What is it?
Paige.
Hi, Paige. How old are you?
7 3/4.
It's nice to meet you. You guys know your exact ages. Is anybody born in December here? Any December birthdays? That's one of my birthday is. What do you like to do for fun, Paige?
I just like to play with my friends and go outside a lot.
That's nice. What do you do when you're outside? Any places to hike or to explore or?
I don't really know.
Well, that's cool. Would you like to say hello to the people who brought you here or to anybody listening at home? Go ahead.
I like to say hi to my dad and all of my aunts.
Excellent. Nice to meet you, Paige. And now we have you. What's your name?
Johanna.
Hi, Johanna. Have you ever met another Johanna?
Yes.
I have an old friend named Johanna, and you're the only other Johanna I've ever met. It's nice to meet you. How old are you? 8.000, or not 8 1/8, or 8 1/4. Exactly 8. That's nice. When's your birthday?
On Halloween.
Ooh, that's got to be fun. What do you like about writing?
You can write whatever you want. And you don't have to show anyone.
Yeah, that's a good observation. You can write whatever you want. It's within your control, and you can choose whether to share it or not. I like the way you put that. Do you want to say hi to anybody who is here or who might be at home listening?
No.
Okay. Now, Isabel is here, and Isabel was in the studio with us just a few weeks ago when we had Joy Ike here. Hi, Isabel. And how old are you?
7.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Is anybody who brought you here?
Yes.
Go ahead.
My mom and my dad brought me here.
Wonderful. And what do you like to do?
I like to write.
Excellent. And is there something in particular that you like about writing?
I like poetry.
Very good. What's special about poetry to you?
That I get to write it myself.
Very good. That's the nice thing, too, is writing is something that can be done completely alone, which is a good thing. So let's see. We talked to Paige and Johanna and Isabella. And let's see. I'm going to guess that you're Jane. Am I right?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Jane?
7.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
A bunch of my ancestors.
Feel free to say hello to your ancestors.
Hi.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, one brother and one sister.
What are their names?
Michael and May.
And, oh, there's Michael right out there, I think, saying hello to you. Yeah. Is that Michael? Hi, Michael. And hi, May, if that's May. No. And you have other ancestors to say hello to?
No.
It's nice because this will be saved forever and ever and ever. So 1,000 years from now, you might have just said hello to ancestors that aren't even born yet. So that's kind of cool. What do you like about writing?
That you can get it out of your head and put it on paper, and paper can be kept forever.
And it frees up your head for more stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Let's meet, we have Eleanor and Augustine left. I can't see very well. What's your name?
Augustine.
Augustine, aha. How do you spell your name?
A-U-G-U-S-T-I-N-E.
There is an E, but it's pronounced Augustine. Yeah. I like your name. Did it take a long time to learn how to spell your name for you?
Not actually.
My middle name is Michael, and I think I couldn't spell Michael till I was maybe 7. It was very hard for me to learn how to spell Michael. How old are you?
7.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I basically brought all my family here.
And who are they?
My mom, my dad, my 3 sisters, and my brother.
Well, it's nice to meet them. Can you tell me your sisters and brothers' names?
The oldest sister is named Anastasia. We call her Anna Jean for short.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes Magdalene. Then comes Catherine. And finally, the boy, he was just born on January 8th, I think.
I think I saw him out there.
And he is named Piers.
Very good. And any thing you'd like to add about why writing is fun? It's hard after everybody has already said something that's good about writing to think of anything new that hasn't been said, but anything come to mind?
It's good because, you can just express your feelings in writing.
Great. Thank you, Augustine. And now Eleanor, another Saturday Light Brigade veteran, who I can barely see. Eleanor's, there you are. I can see you now. Hi. How old are you?
I'm 7 and a half.
And would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah. My friend at home named Lila Sayhud, and then my mom, my sister, and my dad.
Well, it's nice to have you here today. And can you tell me what you like about writing?
I like that you can put all of your feelings and just put it onto paper.
Excellent. Jane, somebody named May just sent you a message and said, good job, you sounded good. Do you know who May is? I think it is. That message just came in. You can send a message to any kids you would like to by going to slbradio.org and typing in instant input, and I'll make sure I get the message to whoever you'd like it. Make sure you include your name and everything. What do you like to do for fun, Eleanor?
I like to play with my friends, and I like to draw.
Oh, have you ever thought about maybe writing a book and illustrating it?
Yeah.
You know, all of you can submit a book in the WQED Write On Writers contest, and we'll make sure that we give you information about that. You have until April to work on it, and it's a lot of fun. It's open up to kids kindergarten through third grade, and it's great. So it's time for poetry. Did anybody forget to say anything they meant to say as we were talking about families and why writing is good? And because I'd like to be sure we get a chance to do that. Abby?
I wanted to say hi to all of the people that are listening to me, like my friends and my family.
Oh, that was very nice. And even people you don't know who are looking forward to hearing from you. So do you have a poem? Oh, I'm sorry. Gabe, you had something else. Could you swing that mic, just sort of pivot it over right there? Thank you, Gabe.
I also like to play video games.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. And Jane has another word.
I like to play outside on my swing set.
I like to swing, too. Anybody else with any additional? I mean, I'll give you another chance, too. Let's get to some poetry. And Abby, we're going to start with you since we met you first. Each of you have one poem to share, I think. And Abby, does your poem have a name?
It's called Sunshine, and it's a haiku poem.
Okay. So listen carefully. Haikus are 5-7-5. Five syllables, seven syllables, then five syllables. And this is Sunshine by Abby.
Golden, bright, summer, untouchable, bright, silent, yellow, beautiful.
Very nice. Very, very nice. What made you decide to write about sunshine? Do you remember?
Well, haikus are usually about nature, and that's pretty much the only thing I could think of to write about when I thought about nature. So, and also when we were first learning about haikus and we had to start writing them, we had brainstorming sheets and sunshine was on it. So that kind of inspired me to write a poem about sunshine.
Very nice. And it's good that you're staying true to the form of haiku. Some people, start to have silly fun with haiku, like make a haiku about desserts or make a haiku about traffic, and that can be fun too, just because it's fun to play with syllables. That was a really good haiku. Let's turn to Xander next, and I have lots of messages for people, and I'm pretty sure, let's see, Do you know somebody named Terry Art?
Yeah.
And Terry Art is from Brooklyn, Ohio, which is near Cleveland. And Papa, Nana, and Grammy are listening to you and send their love. So which one is Terry? Is Terry Papa, Nanny, Nana, or Grammy?
Call her Nana, but she's actually my grandma. And we call my great-grandma Grandma.
And let's see if I have any other notes to pass along. I do have some others, but there's so many. I'll get through them, I promise. Sandra, what's the name of your poem?
Dreams.
And what form is it in?
It's a regular poem. It's just a shape poem.
Okay. It's called Dreams.
Dreams. It's like traveling to another land another time. It's like there's 2 days in one. You never know what will happen, bad or good dreams.
Very nice. Sort of a free-form poem. Excellent. I liked that very much. Let's go to Gabe next, who has a poem to share. Gabe, what is the name of your poem?
The title of my poem is Stars, and it goes like this. I'm shiny and bright and such a delight. I really like to shine at night. I'm shiny and bright.
Very nice. What inspired you to write about stars?
I'm not really sure. I just picked a topic and wrote about it.
Well, it's nice, and that's sometimes the way to do it. You know, it just comes naturally to you. All of you, writing seems to come naturally. And you would expect writing to come naturally to somebody named Paige, wouldn't you? Because it's like a page out of a book. You've probably heard that before, huh? But I'm not teasing. I'm just thinking how good a writer you must be because you've got something in front of you there. Is it a haiku? Mm-hmm. I thought so. I could see the three lines. What's it called?
Plants.
Plants. This is Paige.
Bloom beautiful plants, grace of beauty in meadows, colors of many kind.
Very nice. Very nice. Kids are, we're all giving silent applause here, which is wonderful. And were you inspired by anything in particular when you wrote that? Did a plant or a special place make you think of it?
No, I just was thinking of nature, so I just thought of plants.
Oh, you guys are so natural. And Environmental Charter School, it's not surprising because much of the curriculum is steeped in nature and the natural world and ecology. Now, Johanna is about to join us. Johanna, what is the name of your poem?
Stuffed Animals.
And what form is it in?
It's a quatrain.
Oh, what is a quatrain? Four, it must be, right? Does that mean it has four lines?
Yeah, it has four lines, it rhymes, and it has the same number of syllables.
Excellent. Let's hear your poem. And again, this is Johanna.
Stuffed animals. Stuffed animals are my friends. Fluffy, fuzzy, they can bend. Stuffed animals are so soft. Some are tucked up in my loft.
I like that. I love the rhymes that you made. And do you know somebody named Marley?
Yes.
Who's that?
She's my friend in my class.
Well, Marley says, great job, Paige. She just wrote to you. She just sent a message to say, great job. And Gabriel, do you know Carlos, somebody named Carlos?
Yes, he's my uncle.
Well, Carlos just wrote, great job, really proud of you, from Uncle C, he wrote. And here's somebody who wrote all the way from Los Angeles, California, who is writing to somebody that he calls Miss A. Is there a Miss A here? Does anybody know? That would be Abby. And you, do you know who this is that's writing to you?
It might be my Uncle Mickey or my Aunt Felicia.
It is your Uncle Mickey, I think. Miguel, Uncle Mickey in parentheses says, "Great haiku, Miss A. The sun is rising in Los Angeles." So that was very fitting for him. I'll share a few more messages in a moment. Isabel, it's time to hear your poem, Isabella. And what is your poem called?
My poem is called Zips. Zips is a buzzy bee who shoots away fleas. Zips spins around and gets dizzy, rolling around, always busy.
Very nice. I like it. Do you ever watch insects or watch bugs?
Yes.
I like to watch them too, and they do get very, very busy as they do that. Did you think about bugs when you were writing that or visualize them?
Inspired me to write about zips.
Very good. I liked that a lot.
Here's I was just thinking about bees.
Yeah.
So I wrote about zips.
And is zips the name of the bee?
Yes.
You have Isabella has a stuffed bee. Does that make a noise when you shake it? It sounds like it does. Nope. Okay, I thought I heard. It's quiet, a quiet bee. Very nice. Now next, we have Jane. And before Jane reads, let me just, does anybody know Jean McFadden? Jean McFadden.
That's my mom's mom.
Oh, how about that? And she lives in Rotunda, West Florida. And she writes.
She doesn't live there. She's just visiting.
She's visiting. Thank you for that clarification. She's visiting from Rotunda West.
She lives in Highland Park.
And she writes, "For Jane and all the other writers, I'm enjoying listening to your thoughts about writing." How nice. Now, what's your poem called?
A Didgeridoo.
A didgeridoo?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Make sure you don't want to touch the microphone to sound really good. You'll sound better if you don't. So it's called a didgeridoo. What form is it in?
A rhyme and riddle poem.
Oh, excellent. Here is Jane.
Do you do a didgeridoo? No. What is a didgeridoo? Why, it's a bike, a hike, an apple or two. It's literally anything except the word could.
I like it. That's great. Have you ever seen a didgeridoo or played one?
No, but Miscatello has.
They're a lot of fun. Let's now go to Augustine. Hello. And what's the name of your poem?
Writing.
It's called Writing.
Yes.
Okay. And what form is it in? Does it rhyme or is it a haiku?
It is an acrostic.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Writing, rippling paper. I think so hard, too hard. I am not going to give up. No one will stop me. Going, 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 done!
Very good. And very, very well delivered. Not read, delivered. And if you weren't paying attention, you know, every line began with W, you know, the words in writing, W-R-I-T-I-N-G, right? Excellent. That was really good. And finally, we have Eleanor, who is here. And we're going to slide that microphone over. And then I have a whole bunch of messages I'm going to read to all of you in a minute. Eleanor, what's your poem called?
It's called Cloud.
Cloud. And what form is it in?
It's in a shape poem.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Cloud. I stay up in the sky. Sometimes I rain, sometimes I snow. I can be stratus or cumulus. I can be gray or white. Sometimes I cover the sun. Sometimes I don't. I travel around the USA, sometimes farther. I am a cycle. I am a cloud.
Excellent. Let's give some real applause to everybody. It's okay. You guys sounded really, really good. And while we're giving accolades, let me now just look at all these messages. And there are quite a few coming in. And if you didn't get a message, it's just because somebody might not have been near a computer or might be right out there with you. Linda Stiles writes, great job. Gabriel Bobby and Grandpa Alan. And here's a note from Aunt Val, Uncle Russell, Isaac, and Iris listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jane said, "Me, we loved your poem. Great job." And how nice that they wrote. Isabella, somebody writes to you. Dylan says, "Great job, Isabella. Such a great poem," from your friend Dylan. And here's a message from Jen Wynn of Akron, Ohio. "Dreams by Xander on the Saturday Light Brigade, like 2 days in one. So visual. Love you, Xander." Aunt Jenny, thank you for writing to us, Jen. I mentioned Marley before, saying hello to Paige, and Carlos saying hello to Gabriel, and Miguel saying hello to Miss A, and I mentioned Jean saying hello to Jane, and here is one I haven't mentioned. It's Jen. Jen says, "What a beautiful haiku. I'm so proud of you." This is, it looks like it's Jen Snyder or Jen Snyder. Do you know who that is? Who is that?
It's my mom.
It's your mom, and I'm glad that she wrote. Is she here?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. And here is Aunt Fee from Los Angeles writing for you, Abby. Aunt Fee writes, "Fantastic haiku, Abby. What an amazing presentation. I'm so proud." Katie from Smithfield, Utah. You guys have fans. Katie writes, "Hi, Paige. You sound so great." How about that? Who's Katie?
My aunt.
That's so nice that she thought to write. And Dad writes to Abby, "Great job. Love you, Mom, Dad, and Landon." And I mentioned Terry before, writing to Xander. And here is Mark. Mark says, Ellie says, "I'm listening. Way to go, ECS. I love your poem writing, Augustine. It is awesome." So, do you know who's Mark?
He is one of my my dad and my uncle's on his side.
Oh, nice.
It's like their friend.
That's nice, Mr. Bertolette. Do you call him or
what?
Wait, he signed his last name. What do you call him? Mark or Mr. Bertolet?
I call him Mark.
Mark, okay. And Jim Bain from Squirrel Hill writes, "Yay, Eleanor! Love, Daddy." And Aunt Val and Uncle Russell, Isaac and Iris from Charlotte write to Jane.
They're my brand new cousin.
Oh, how nice. Hey, so tell me again.
They're twins, and they're my brand new cousins, and they were born just last year.
Isaac and Iris, and Aunt Val and Uncle Russell, they write, "Hello, we are so excited to hear your poems. Miss you and love you bunches," for Jane. And for Isabella, "Mommy and Daddy are super proud. We love you." That's from Mahala. And also Mahala writes, "We have a poet in the family. You are awesome. We're happy and super proud of you." And May says, "Good job, Jane." And Marley says, "Good luck, ECS friends. What a great job." The Nauer family writes that Adam wants to give a shout out to all of his classmates. Adam giving a shout out to all of his classmates from ECS who are reading their great poetry on the air. And believe it or not, oh my goodness, there are more. You're not getting tired of hearing all these messages, are you? There's a few more. Uncle Jeff, Aunt Steph, Severn, Grandma, and Pap.
Those are mine.
Those are yours.
Don't you have a lot of ancestors?
You do. Jade and friends, we loved listening. Rohan says, "Great job, everyone." Everybody know who's Rowan?
Rowan.
Okay, Rowan. His name looks like Rohan, but it is Rowan. Nana and Papa Witt are writing to you. And they are in Salem, Virginia. And say, "Wonderful, Augustine. Loved your enthusiastic reading." Nice. And Shane from Akron says, "Xander Wynn, you're dreamy. from Aunt Shane. And Vivian writes to Eleanor a wonderful poem. I'm very proud. Love, Granny. Vivian is in New York City. Have you been to visit her ever?
Yeah.
That has to be pretty amazing.
She's actually out there.
Oh, she is out there. But okay, she's out there. And then Linda says, great job, Gabriel, Bubby, and Grandpa Alan. And I think, yes, we got everybody, unless more have since come in. No, it's a good thing, because we only have till noon. You guys got lots of messages. Does anybody want to say anything they didn't get a chance to say that they meant to say? Hi. This is Augustine.
Well, this was basically a last-minute poem, so I was just, at that time, I'm like, okay, quickly pick a subject. This is not going to be for anything special. I just need to get done with it. Then I'm like, this actually may be good. So, then I thought, I think I may use this for the, poetry slam, because it seems pretty good. You can use a lot of emotion stuff in it.
Yeah, I was thinking,
it's a good poem to get it out.
I was thinking the same thing, that it would be good for a poetry slam. Gabe, you had something you wanted to say, and then Abby.
I'd like to acknowledge anyone who's listening to this. If you know anything about poems, you should just write one down and you can share it if you want, but if you don't want to, it's fine. But I would suggest writing a poem.
Thank you, Gabe. That's a really great thing to say. Abby?
I actually have a comment. My aunt B and my uncle Mickey are actually my aunt and uncle.
That's nice.
And they have a little daughter, Audrey, who's my little cousin.
Excellent. Sam, you just got a note from, there's no Sam here. Sam just sent a note to Augustine. You have a friend named Sam, right?
He's in my class.
Sam's in your class. Sam just said, great job, your friend Sam. And Mary Lou and Jean are writing to their ancestor Jane, yet another. Great job, we're proud of you. They're in Englewood, Florida. And Jane, we mentioned Jane's message from Aunt Steph and Uncle Jeff a few moments ago. Any other comments from anybody? Who are your teachers? I'd like somebody to tell me their names. Everyone's raising their hand. Okay. Do you want to all say their names together? Figure out which one you're going to do first. Do you know?
I'm about 2A.
Okay. Okay, so the first teacher's name is?
Miss Krisko.
But her nickname is Miss K.
Miss K. And who's the other teacher?
Miss Lassiter.
Miss Lassiter. So you have Miss K and Miss L? Oh, is there anybody else? Any other teachers?
Miss Shupak and Miss Catello.
They're the ones who organized this.
Yes, and they did a great job. I'd like to come to your poetry slam, so let us know when it is. Is there a date yet? Oh, that was just last week. You'll do one again, I think. Abby?
I want to say a shout-out to my grandma.
Shout-out to your grandma. We'll see who has more ancestors, whether it's Abby, or Jane. Yeah. Yes, Eleanor has something else to say.
I want to give a shout out to my grandparents. They're visiting from New York.
Excellent. Well, we're going to let the family come in and take some pictures, because they all want to take pictures of you. Thank you for being with us. Our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month segment will be coming up in just a moment. By the way, the Mavens had to reschedule. If you happen to tune in for them, we'll have them on in another week. It gives us a little more time to play together. And great job to all of you. You did such a wonderful job this morning. I'm very proud of Environmental Charter school and the work that the second grade class has done. They're going to pause and take a few photos and celebrate together here at the Saturday Light Brigade.